Queen started Labour with Love. So we were talking foraging a moment ago. You heard the story of what's going on in Epping Forest, which I suppose due to its proximity to London, it's very close to an awful lot of restaurants. Therefore, I suppose there is a reason to go there and take what you shouldn't. And you heard from the head of operations there, who will fine those who forage in his forest. And there's me, having watched two Fernley Whittingstall programmes and Antonio Carluccio shows for years, and they never shut up about going out and foraging and finding some fabulous wild mushrooms and throwing them into a risotto. So what is the law? Let's talk to Jeff Dan, fungi and wild food expert. Hiya, Jeff.
Hi, Mark.
So foraging, legal or not?
Well, it's legal. The situation's slightly different in different parts of the UK. In England, the law states that provided it's for personal consumption, you can take fungi, foliage or fruit. The problems come as soon as there's a commercial motive. So if you're selling the mushrooms, that becomes theft unless you've got the landowner's permission.
That makes perfect sense. So if you've got a little bag and you're clearly just getting something for supper, that's fine. But if you've got a huge rucksack and there's 20 of you, then clearly it's not the same thing.
Well, even if you're going out on your own, if your intention is to sell those fungi, that's theft.
Okay. Has it become a bit of a trend? Is it exploding in the way that the fellow from Epping Forest explained it might be?
Absolutely. I started doing it nearly 30 years ago and I was alone and I never saw anybody else foraging for fungi. It's exploded in the last 5 to 10 years. I think partly two elements to it. It's partly foodies. There's been a food revolution in this country. We've gone from fish and chips and roast beef to kind of everybody's, you know, interested in all sorts of food. So there's a food revolution gone on. But there's also a lot of interest in relearning old skills, not just, you know, some ancient skills of bushcrafting, but also things like knitting or growing your own vegetables.
Well, all that sounds good. I mean, is there a negative here at all?
There is a negative in terms of the, I mean, I think you must have been speaking about it already, the systemised people trawling the forest, like the people, the fishermen who take all of the fish out of the sea and throw away the ones they don't need. It's a similar sort of thing goes on. A gang of people strips the forest of everything and then one person picks what's saleable. As well as being illegal, it's obviously just environmental vandalism. So, yeah, there is a problem there.
Okay, so as long as we're doing it for ourselves and we're not selling it on and it's for our own cooking, that's probably a good thing. I mean, are there dangers? We heard again in the report, the reporter wasn't too keen herself on picking something and eating it because she doesn't know which are the good mushrooms and which are the bad.
Well, then you have to find out which ones are the good ones and which ones the bad.
Is that easy? Because they all look fairly similar. That would be stoutly crass and silly, but a lot of them do look very similar.
Some of them do, yeah, but they range from some species are so dangerous that I don't know anybody's eaten them apart from me, and even the mycologist tends not to touch them, to things that are so obviously not anything else that they're completely idiot-proof. I'd say there's about 5 or 10 species that fall into the category of idiot-proof and really good to eat.
Best way of getting it right, then, I'm guessing, is not to turn to the internet, because you do get mixed messages online.
The internet is a problem. If you type in the name of a mushroom, Latin or common name, you may or may not get the right picture back. It just depends on whether or not it was labelled correctly by the person who put it there or what the search engine's done. And also, obviously, there are experts on the internet who will be identifying mushrooms for you, but it's you who's going to eat them, not them. So you really need to be able to identify them yourself. I wouldn't rely on somebody else's identification for something I was going to eat.
So is that a book, or do you have to find a mushroom expert to come with you?
Well, having a mushroom expert makes the process a lot simpler, because you can be sure that when you've found something, you know what it is, which obviously it's quicker than it took me with just sitting there with a book. But there are some good books out there. I would say the thing about books is don't get a book on foraging. You need a book on mushrooms. There's about 6 or 7 times as many species of fungi in the UK as there are plants. There's thousands of them. Even a good foraging book is only going to have 100 species in it. So if you go out with that foraging book and expect it to be able to identify what you've found, you're going to soon find that what you are finding isn't in your book, and you can't really find very much that is in your book. So you need a proper book on mushrooms, of which there are 2 or 3 in the UK that are very good published.
If I'm going out this weekend, I mean, the weather that we've had, which was amazing earlier on, then a bit rubbish in August, and then very dry through September and now pretty wet, has that meant for a good mushroom crop?
It was good at the end of August, beginning of September. It looked like an absolute classic year for fungi. The drought in September was absolutely extinguished all hope of that, and the situation now is actually, I haven't seen it as bad since October 2011 in the middle of a heatwave. There's very few fungi out there at the minute. That could all change by next week. If the temperature drops, there could be fungi all over the place again. But right now, as of today and tomorrow, it's hard to find anything.
Okay. I'll get Helen Willetts on from the Weather Centre, Jeff, see if she can sum it up something good for us in the next few days. Thank you so much for being part of the programme tonight. Jeff Tan is a fungi and wild food expert. He's been doing it for 30-odd years. And if you went out with him, you'd have a great slap-up feast afterwards and no worries about anything you were eating.